Elise Glink is with us. You know her from thinkglink.com and the Love, Money, and Real Estate newsletter. I know, let's talk about the stock market first, and then we'll get to the trillions of dollars, Elise. How are you today? Maybe I don't have her in the right fader. Are you there? I don't have her. Where should she be, guys? I'm going to keep going. I don't see her on the far faders. I've got them both up. Just check, give her a call, see if she's there. Maybe if she's listening, she'll call. But the top 1% are worth $52 trillion. And she breaks down how mind-boggling that is. Like, what does $52 trillion look like? That's enough to give every person in the United States $155,000. Isn't that crazy? It would give every person on earth $6,500. So how can you possibly, I mean, you can't spend that amount of wealth in your lifetime. So I don't know. And I think we can probably name a few of the top one percenters. Elise, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, you are. Good, good. I'm sorry I'm taking some of your copy, but I couldn't get you pulled up on the board. And I was just trying to quantify a trillion. Like, I don't even know.
It's a big number, Lisa.
Yeah, it's a big number. And they said this week that Elon Musk is worth a half a trillion, which means, you know, before I'm dead, he'll be worth a trillion.
Maybe even sooner. He could be our trillion dollar man, which is a little wacko.
Well, he tends to be a little wacko, doesn't he?
yes, he does do some interesting things, but he's also quite genius about it as well. So I'm going to give him a little bit, but I do think half a trillion dollars, 500 billion is more money than any one individual needs control over.
Absolutely. So I just said that you could give every person in the U.S. $155,000. You could give every person on planet Earth $6,500. Continue to break down that kind of wealth for me.
Yeah. So let's think about it physically. If you stacked $52 trillion in $100 bills, that would reach 35,300 miles high, not feet high. Miles high. You could circle the Earth 1.5 times at the equator. You could reach about 15% of the way to the moon. If you laid it end to end, those $100 bills would stretch about 79 million miles, nearly reaching the sun.
Wow. That's just craziness. You'd think if you even had, you know, even if you had a billion, you think you would be doing something to improve the world.
Yeah, you would. And I'm kind of surprised that more of these billionaires haven't actually signed the giving pledge. That's something that Warren Buffett signed and Microsoft's Bill Gates and many other people have signed. And it basically says, I'm going to give the vast majority of my wealth, donate it to charities, whether it's my own or others, before I die or when I die. Elon Musk hasn't signed that pledge yet, but I'd love to see him do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Continue, because there's a few more stats you put in here about what $52 trillion could be used for.
You know, I know you love this. So if you spend $1 million a day, just think about that, right? $1 million a day. It would take you 142,000 years to spend it all. And I don't even think that includes, like, it continuing to appreciate at, say, a 5% rate, like as if it were in a bank account.
Crazy.
I mean, crazy. And here's another thing. Let's compare how wealth looks in different things, right? So it's 31 times the total U.S. student debt, so which is $1.7 trillion. So you're talking about 31 times that number is $52
trillion. Wow.
And then just to give you a little sense of, if for those of you contemplating some international travel this year, this is more than the combined GDP of Germany, Japan, and the UK, I believe.
Craziness. It's just, it's wild to think that so few people could accumulate that much wealth when there are so many people that are, you know, getting by today without food around the world.
Yeah, it's really hard to actually stomach this sort of thing. And another number that came up today, Lisa, as I was doing this research, the ultra high net worth number. So this number used to be 10 million plus. If you had $10 million in investable assets, you were ultra high net worth. Today, 30 million or more.
Wow, that's something.
More money than any of us will ever see who possibly.
Yeah. Some of us are just concerned about the stock market. You know, what's happening to my investments, my meager investments?
Well, I've got some good news for you and everybody else, which is that the Dow hit a new high today, 52-week high. So did the S&P 500 index, and so did NASDAQ. So that was all pretty interesting.
And no unemployment numbers today because the government is shut down. But you do have payroll numbers, right?
Yeah, so ADP came out with their report earlier this week. They usually come out 2 days before we get the official numbers. They said that private payrolls in September declined by 32,000 people. And that was surprising. That number really surprised people. And so when you look at where the job losses were, about 33,000 increase in the number of people working in education, health services, because we had schools reopening, and healthcare, because we all need that, right? But we saw 19,000 people lose their jobs in leisure and hospitality. We also saw the service categories drop 16,000, professional and business services off 13,000, trade, transportation, utilities declined by 7,000, construction, which we need more people building houses, but construction lost 5,000 people. Service providers overall down 28,000, and businesses with fewer than 50 employees lost 40,000. They shrank down by 40,000 employees.
What's happening is, I mean, we were saying this last year too, that, you know, you didn't know what was going to happen and everybody was worried, and people seem to be spending. Are they spending at the rate that they were 6 months ago or 8 months ago?
They seem to be spending well, but it's not increasing as much as they normally would expect. So it's going up, but not by as much, but it's still going up. So people year over year are earning more. That's what the ADP numbers show, that people's incomes in the private sector were up by 4.5%. So that's something. Maybe that accounts for some of it. I think some of these uber rich people that we've been talking about are spending a lot. That's part of it. And the rest of it is a mystery.
Yeah, absolutely. One last stat that you didn't cover that I love: for the $52 trillion held by 1% of people combined, if you earn $5,000 per hour and work 24/7 without stopping, it would take you 1.2 million years to earn that much.
You know what? I don't want to work that long.
Me neither. Tell everyone how to get your newsletter.
You can sign up for Love, Money, and Real Estate at my website, thinkglink.com, or just go to glink.substack.com.
Have a beautiful weekend.
You too, Lisa.